Federal News Radio may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. So make sure to tune in every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. We're here bringing you all the latest and greatest information related to health and wellness. It is always my honor and privilege to be with you, and I'm looking forward to a great show today. I have a really great special guest, and we're talking about a discussion and topic that we've talked about briefly before, but I don't think ever in this detail. About a month ago, Dana did an amazing show with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, a medical doctor up in New York who does a lot of integrative work with oncology and cancer patients. And of course, this concept and this field of health related to oncology and cancer is a huge issue. We know that rates of cancer are very high. We know that for the last 10 years, the number one killer of Americans has bounced back between heart disease and cancer, sometimes trading places as the years go by. But we know it really ranks up there as one of the top things that kill Americans. And so many people are frightened of breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, lung cancers. There are so many different types of cancers to be worried about. And frankly, there's good reason why. You know, it's not like getting a infection under your fingernail or having diabetes or something that can be managed. Sometimes cancer doesn't end well. And the treatments for cancer can be very difficult for people to manage. Sometimes the biggest fears around cancer are not necessarily the disease, but the actual treatments. Chemotherapy, surgery, radiation, these can sometimes and many times are life-saving therapies, but at the same time can create so much stress and so much wear and tear on the body that people are often left afterwards feeling like they've had the rug pulled out under them. And I see patients all the time who come in post-cancer care. They've been told that they're now quote-unquote cancer-free or that their cancer is in remission. The oncology doctors are basically done treating them, and they're left with different side effects. They have maybe peripheral neuropathies that didn't go away that were caused by the chemo or radiation, gastrointestinal problems, burns on their skin or internal burns. They may have heart problems, all sorts of fatigue, brain fog, sleep issues, memory problems, so many different things exist after care. And the reality is that during oncology care, the oncologist's job is to focus on dealing with the cancer. That is their job. They are focused on getting as much treatment in a patient that's necessary to deal with that type of cancer. What they're not focused on is this incredibly important issue that we're going to refer to and be talking about today, which is called quality of life. What is the quality of life like going through cancer care? Should it have to be as miserable as it usually is? Are there ways that we can improve quality of life for people going through this incredibly devastating process? Not only is the oncology treatments very difficult, but the psychological toll is huge. Many people don't know if their cancer will respond to the chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. Many people don't know if their cancer will ever come back. The amount of fear, anxiety, and uprooting that it causes in families and people psychologically, emotionally, is huge. So what can we do to improve quality of life? And this is a conversation that is never engaged in with patients with traditional oncologists or traditional primary care doctors. It is basically ignored. The idea is you just need to push through it until you get through your treatments. If you're having some major, major issue quality of life-wise, we can try and find some other drug to treat it. But a lot of times those drugs aren't available. There just aren't drugs for it. Now, what we're going to be talking about today is what you can do to improve quality of life during cancer care using natural therapies. These are not things that are you shake a stick at. This is not empirical. You know, one doctor told another doctor told another patient. These are all things that are very well documented in the scientific research to improve quality of life and outcomes when administered concomitantly with traditional cancer therapies, and also verified and studied to be absolutely safe while undergoing cancer treatment. These should be treatments, these should be recommendations that should be standard of care in the oncology world, but they are not. And the special guest that I have on my show is a physician, medical doctor physician, who's pioneered and spent much of his work focusing on what type of therapies are safe and effective to improve quality of life and improve outcomes for people undergoing treatment for cancer. These are not cancer treatments themselves. There is a big difference. These are the tools we're going to be talking about today are not designed to treat the cancer. The chemo, radiation, and surgery treats the cancer. These tools are designed to support your body through that process, which pretty much every long-term study that's been well-designed has showed that if people use the right types of natural therapies in conjunction with their traditional oncology care, they get better outcomes, meaning they have better survival rates, better treatment rates, and better quality of life. What more could you ask for? So Dr. Rao has successfully managed programs for major pharmaceutical companies since 1994. He is currently president of OncoQual, a joint business effort between two of the world's leading healthcare companies. Helsin and Thorne Research, Inc., OncoQual's mission is to provide pure, safe, evidence-based nutritional supplements and personal care products together with information and education for medical professionals, patients, and caregivers. Dr. Rao, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Oh, thank you, Kevin.
So, you know, I've alluded to some of these issues, but let's just really get down to the nitty gritty here. I mean, you know, why is quality of life so important for cancer patients? I mean, it's a funny question to even ask. Why would you ask about quality of life important for anybody? But why is it ignored in cancer patients, and why is it so important?
Oh, absolutely. So, Kevin, what happens is cancer itself and the treatment for cancer, they cause side effects. And cancer itself has so many symptoms because the way cancer is, now cancer is something that releases so-called cytokines into the bloodstream, into the surrounding tissue. So cancer patients feel very sick. In addition to that, the current chemotherapy that we use, a lot of these chemos have side effects, and they are not very specific. They not only kill cancer cells, but they also kill normal tissues. Now, the role of the oncologist, which you alluded to earlier, is to take care of the primary disease. Now, I've practiced medicine, I've seen patients coming up asking the oncologist that, hey, you know what, I feel fatigued. And the answer is, hey, you know what, you have cancer, so you're bound to feel like that. And there is definitely a lot of things that you can do to prevent, to cure, or to treat fatigue, which is completely ignored by modern treatment.
Yeah, absolutely. Why is quality of life so overlooked? I mean, we've talked about it, but why is it so often ignored in the traditional approach to looking at treating cancer and in the oncological setting of cancer care?
Because there is a lack of holistic approach to treatment. People think of patients as an organ with a disease. We need to look at patients as being a whole individual with a mind, with a body, with feelings, and with emotions. And patients, when they go to the oncologist, they need to live longer, they need to get rid of the disease, but they want to live a normal life, which means they need to be physically fit, they need to be mentally fit, and they need to have a normal social relationship. And these things are ignored because we take it for granted that, hey, if it is cancer, these are bound to happen. Mm-hmm. The symptoms of cancer like fatigue or chemo side effects like neuropathy or stomatitis or mucositis, these are bound to happen. And there is nothing much you can do about it. You have to live through, because the most important thing that you have to do at this point of time is to live longer. So it's completely ignored.
Right. And I think the other problem is that, as you alluded to, some of the therapies that are used to significantly improve quality of life that we're going to discuss today are not things that oncologists or regular medical doctors are typically trained in or taught to necessarily appreciate or value in. Things like meditation, mind-body medicine, supplements, nutritional interventions are not things that they have ever gotten significant exposure or training in regards to using, so they don't understand, see, or even realize the benefits that they could have for their patients.
Oh, absolutely. So Kevin, the reason behind that is human beings tend to rely on their five senses. So anything that is beyond the five senses, it doesn't exist. And that's wrong.
Yeah.
There are things that you cannot see that really they're very, very effective. And a good example is acupuncture. Now, there are channels in the body. It works amazingly in a lot of patients, and I've seen it. Things happening where patients have had back pain, or they had stiffness, or they had temporomandibular joint problems for years, and you have 15 minutes of treatment, and they get relief immediately. How does that happen?
Yeah, there are many, many ways that our body can heal and achieve a better balance of health. And as you said, we need to sometimes look beyond just the five senses. The other thing that I'd love to point out, Dr. Rao, and love for you to highlight is, you know, these issues aren't just about feeling better, having more energy, having less fatigue. Most of the data that I look at shows that when you use nutritional support, when you use, the right types of vitamins, supplements, food, exercise, mind-body medicine, with cancer treatments, not only do people have a better quality of life, but a lot of the research alludes to the fact that you get better outcomes in the cancer treatments and potentially better outcomes long-term in regards to remission. Have you seen, do you see any of that data reflected in the research that you've looked at?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So normally what happens is a patient gets cancer. Nobody tells them that, hey, do not stop exercising, take a walk. And I've seen data where if patients do continue to exercise, eat the right food, take the right supplements, they have lived longer, they had better quality of life, they had less metastases, they had more cure rates, and they have less recurrences of cancer.
Yeah, exercise. There's a very good study that's often cited showing that exercise can reduce the risk of recurrence for breast cancer by almost 50% in certain cases. I mean, you know, there aren't really drugs out there that can give us that kind of guarantee or give us that kind of outcome. And that's simply exercise. And that's one piece of it. Dr. Rao, when we come back from the break, what I'd like to do is start getting into some of the common quality of life symptoms for cancer patients and the treatments that they go through, and then start discussing what are some of the specific nutrients and things that we can implement to prevent those issues from happening and improve quality of life, because these recommendations and this line that you've developed, OncoQual, is really well thought out. It is specifically for cancer issues, and each product is designed to deal with a certain aspect of quality of life related to oncology issues. So I want to keep this first segment short. Come back. We have a lot to talk about, everybody. Don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid-offalus, 900% more. Get acid-offalus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acid-offalus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Want to save money on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other health care needs? Then visit Village Green Apothecary during the big summer sale. Now through July 17th, you can save big on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on the popular Top Quality Pathway brand. Save 25% on other supplements, and save 20% on body care products. At Village Green, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle. Stop by Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale, 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at MyVillageGreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. They are your local health and wellness resource right here in Bethesda, Maryland. They've been operating here for over 40 years, offering to the community a wide variety of services, including pharmacy, compounding pharmacy, and a huge array of natural products, health and beauty products, supplements, vitamins, herbs, and an incredibly well-trained staff consisting of herbalists, nutritional counselors, naturopaths. We have pharmacists. We just have a really great resource there. They're on West Cedar Lane. If you haven't been by, always encourage you to stop by. Today, we are talking to Dr. Rao, who is a medical physician and has been working in the field of pharmaceuticals for many years, and more recently has branched out and partnered with two of the world's leading healthcare companies, Helsine and Thorne Research, to create Onquoqual, which is a nutritional supplement line directed specifically at helping patients with quality of life who are going through oncology treatments, so cancer treatments. And it is, in my opinion, was a huge vacuum in the whole health and wellness industry that there wasn't a product line designed specifically for these type of people, because you have special considerations that need to be considered. And we are going to talk about that in just a minute. So what we're going to discuss now, Dr. Rao, thank you for being on the show with us today. I'd love for you to discuss some of the most common quality of life issues and side effect things that come up when people are under cancer treatment.
Absolutely. So let's start with cancer itself. So cancer itself has a lot of issues associated with it. It's because cancer, the tumor itself, it secretes what are known as cytokines, which are mainly like interleukin-6 or a tumor necrosis factor. Now, these factors, they affect the brain, they affect the body. The common symptoms include fatigue, which is very common. You have anorexia.
Just lack of appetite?
Anorexia, which is lack of appetite. People get diarrhea. They can get constipation. They feel complete lack of interest in social relationship. There could be pain due to cancer. And there is an inability to work and complete anything. You lose your capability to think. You lose your enthusiasm. That's with cancer itself. With cancer treatment, with chemo, some of the common side effects include, mainly you have GI symptoms, which include in the mouth, people get ulcers in the mouth, known as either mucositis or stomatitis. They're very, very painful. You cannot intake any fluid. You cannot intake food. and that aggravates the situation. Then there is gastric upset. There is diarrhea, which can be bloody. Then the nerve fibers get affected, causing what is known as neuropathy. And unfortunately, neuropathy, if you don't take the right steps to prevent it, neuropathy can be permanent.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the most horrible side effects, because fatigue can go away when cancer goes away, but neuropathy stays. Then there are issues with blood, where blood cells may go down, platelets may go down, patients may have a tendency to bleed. There is also a common side effect which people ignore. This is known as chemo brain, where chemotherapy or any therapy which is given to the patient for cancer, it clouds your consciousness, it clouds your intelligence, you're unable to think. Now, as such, cancer by itself does affect your ability to think, and then you have chemo, which causes chemo brain, and now you have a situation where you don't feel mentally well. So I think these are then, and then also, you know, there are some side effects which are related to the skin, where you have dermatitis, you have dryness of skin, you have cracked lips, you have hand-foot syndrome, where you get all these fissures in the palm of your hand and your sole. And that's also very painful, does not heal. So these are some of the most common side effects of cancer. And also, ironically, cancer treatment itself, because it's so toxic, causes DNA damage, it can lead to other cancers in the long term.
Yeah, secondary cancers as a result of an initial cancer treatment is not an uncommon occurrence.
Absolutely. And then you have radiation. The radiation is important. And don't take me wrong, you know, people need chemo. People need radiation. And when people take radiation, you have skin burns. You have what is known as radiation sickness. You get radiation dermatitis. And you get ulceration of the mouth. You know, people with head and neck cancer, when they get extensive radiation to the neck and the face and the mouth, they get this severe ulceration in the mouth, which itself, you know, I've seen some cases where, you know, repeated radiation to the mouth can lead to other cancers in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the most common side effects, you know, to explain in a very simple way. It's more extensive, but this is the simplest way to explain some of the most common side effects.
Sure. So it sounds like there are certainly a subset of symptoms that are caused by the actual cancer and the tumors, because as you said, they produce these what are called cytokines, which are these chemicals that the body release that, you know, can affect how we feel. These are the same things that are maybe released when we have a flu virus or when we're sick that makes us feel achy or fatigued. They're natural things that our body produces that are upregulated in cancer. And then in addition, there are all these other side effects that you discussed that are a result of the chemotherapy and radiation. So
absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, what things can we do about some of these issues, Dr. Rao? I mean, let's pick a few. We talked about neuropathy being, as you pointed out, one of the most devastating long-term side effects of chemotherapy. And as you discussed and alluded to, there are certain steps that you can take prior to the development of neuropathy, basically while going through chemotherapy, that may prevent it from happening in the first place, which is huge because once it occurs, it's very difficult to reverse. So is that a topic you're comfortable discussing?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So Kevin, this is what happens. So let's take an example. So let's say that people go out into the sun on a beach on a very hot day, and it's like 100 degrees plus, and you do not have a sunscreen on. So what happens is you get damage to the skin, and people get very severe sunburns. But by simply putting sunscreen on, you can prevent the damage from the sun and enjoy the sun. So similarly, with neuropathy and with some of the most common side effects of chemotherapy and cancer, if you take the right supplement with the right ingredients and pure supplements which are uncontaminated, they can be a shield against some of these side effects of chemo and the signs and symptoms of cancer. So neuropathy is one such. So what we have seen, and we have seen extensive clinical trials, a simple amino acid, which are the building blocks of protein, and this amino acid is known as L-glutamine. L stands for liver, glutamine, and glutamine is an amino acid. And in normal situations, glutamine is not deficient, but under conditions of stress, glutamine becomes deficient. And why do we need glutamine? We need glutamine for proper functioning of your nerve fibers, nerve conduction, and for regeneration of the GI, the gastrointestinal tract mucosa. We have a product, and we simply call it Mucosa Qol, Q-O-L. So it is a quality of life through the mucosa. So you take the product before chemo, during chemo, and post-chemo. You get your levels of glutamine high up there, just like a sunscreen, so that your chemo, which is not only affecting your cancer, but also killing your gastrointestinal cells and also affecting your nerves, you have sufficient glutamine in place so that you recover very, very fast from the effects of chemo. So this is something that people can do to prevent neuropathy.
Right. So you're saying that the simple amino acid L-glutamine, if taken preventatively before, during, and after chemotherapy, can potentially prevent this lifelong neuropathy that can occur?
Absolutely.
I mean, such a powerful tool. The question is, you know, we asked, why isn't this discussed? Can you talk a little bit about, and this is a conversation that we could spend a whole show on, but when you have a tool, Dr. Rao, like you just discussed, like glutamine, that can improve quality of life and prevent these devastating long-term side effects, you know, what is it about this conversation that many oncologists have with patients regarding, I don't want you doing any natural supplements. I don't want you doing anything that has an antioxidant. And because some natural supplements have antioxidants, I don't want you taking anything. How do patients approach this conversation with an oncologist when they're very scared? They're looking to the oncologist to help them get rid of this cancer that is most likely threatening their life, and are taking their considerations incredibly seriously, but on the other side are maybe hearing about some of these natural nutrients that are really supporting their health and potentially improving their quality of life.
Absolutely. So, Kevin, this answer requires more explanation. So let me start with the attitude of an MD physician. And I was like that, and I was very skeptical. And my attitude was, you know what, I don't believe this. Because the way they train you as a traditional MD, it's great. You know, it's a great thing. You know, we have come a long way, you know, from ancient times, from Hippocrates to today. And we learned a lot, and I think we have gone too far. Okay, we need to take a step back and think about a more about holistic approach. So what happens with MDs or MD oncologists or people like me, MDs, is since you're not trained to think about biochemistry in the way that, you know, I mean, people like you, Kevin, you have the right attitude to think, to understand the body as a whole, to understand the processes, to understand life. The way people are trained, they don't think about it. They only think about, okay, this is the etiology, this is the pathophysiology, this is the treatment for that organ. And these are the side effects which happen, but you need to manage it. You need to accept it. So that is the kind of attitude. Also, what happens is not a lot of money has been spent in research into substances like this. And obviously because, you know, there is no pharmaceutical company that can patent glutamine. So why we have a lot of research on pharmaceutical drugs is because you have a pharmaceutical company, and I was with a pharmaceutical company for a very long time, with many of the top pharmaceutical companies. So they have a lot of money. They can spend money. They can patent it. The drug belongs to the pharmaceutical company. How can you own a natural substance? So who will spend that kind of money to do the right research? Nobody's going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why there is a lack of literature. So there is proof, you know, there are some people, you know, who have been leaders, who have been pioneers. And I know people at Columbia, I know people at Memorial Sloan, I know people at MD Anderson who have gone against the tradition and did studies to prove out to the world that, people or MDs, you know, look, the whole medical fraternity, that, look, there is value in looking at food and food supplements. People haven't done that. Now, what happens with patients when they go out and talk to the oncologist and they say that, you know what, is there anything that I can take? They say, oh, you know, you cannot take any supplements. Okay, and the reason behind that is this is what is the main issue. The crux of the issue is there are a lot of health food stores. The way supplement is regulated in the United States is there are a lot of small companies that mushroom, they produce supplements. They don't source their ingredients the right way. The ingredients come from, you know, maybe some third world countries, which is necessarily not bad. But, you know, we maintain a different kind of standards in the United States or in Canada. And maybe they're not, you know, not. I'm not saying all of them. Maybe some of them are not at the same standards. And we have seen that these compounds, you know, when they are got into this country, they have contamination. They have heavy metals. They have microbes. Some of these compounds, a good example is black cohosh that's available in the marketplace. You know, you have to be careful because some of these black cohosh compounds, tablets, are contaminated with estrogens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dangerous to take that. Okay, so because of that, you know, the people who want to bash natural supplements, they pick some of these supplements which may not be from the right source. They do trials and they say that, hey, you know what, a lot of side effects with this compound. It caused hepatotoxicity.
Mm-hmm.
And oncologists would think that, hey, you know, if supplements can cause hepatotoxicity and they associate the hepatotoxicity due to one supplement to all the supplements and they tell the patient don't take any supplement,
right,
that's a wrong attitude.
They all get lumped together. Thank you for explaining that, Dr. Rao. We're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to touch on a few other very significant quality of life issues that come up with cancer care, like
right,
we discussed with neuropathies, and discuss some of the other approaches that are safe and that are natural that can significantly improve outcomes and people's quality of life while undergoing these treatments. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and as always, it is an honor and privilege to be on the air with you today. We appreciate everybody that tunes in, and thank you always, all of you, for giving us the great feedback that we get regarding our radio shows and the education that we offer to the community for absolutely free. You can go on to the Village Green website at www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, there is a microphone icon. If you click on that icon, you can access our previously recorded shows, our archive section, and download any of those shows for absolutely free as a podcast or stream it on your computer. It really is a great resource for learning about different aspects of health and wellness. Every single week, we have phenomenal guests and always try and pick exciting topics. Just like today, we have on the phone with us Dr. Rao. He is a successfully managed programs for major pharmaceutical companies since 1994. He is currently president of OncoQual, a joint business effort between two of the world's leading healthcare companies, Helsing and Thorne Research. OncoQual's mission is to provide pure, safe, evidence-based nutritional supplements and personal care products together with information and education for medical professionals, patients, and caregivers. So, Dr. Rao, you've seen both sides of the equation here. You sounds like you know you were involved with the pharmaceutical companies for a really long time, and now here you are on the other side in the nutraceutical companies. It certainly, I'm sure, lends itself great perspective and allows you to create a really great product and know the landscape really well. Very much appreciate you having you on the show with us today.
Oh, thank you, Kevin.
And, you know, we've been discussing in the last segment, we got into a little bit of a discussion about why oncologists tend to be very combative sometimes when it comes to natural supplements. And I think you explained that very well. I think the take-home message is basically a lack of education and awareness. I think it's really up to patients to be empowered and to, if they feel strongly about their desire to use natural supplements as part in conjunction of their chemo or radiation protocols, you know, there's several steps that they should take. And we're going to discuss these a little bit later, but they have to do with, one, finding the right products that are safe, like you alluded to, and finding the right type of person to guide you through the process and not just relying on the latest fad book that you read or God knows what you read on the internet or, you know, the somebody who is not trained in understanding the complexities of oncology care and natural supplements. So let's talk a little bit before we get into that, Dr. Rao, about some of the other issues that come up commonly with oncology care issues. We've talked about the peripheral neuropathy, and thank you for highlighting the incredible benefits of L-glutamine for that. Can we talk now about some other common symptoms related to cancer care?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So before that, Kevin, you know, I would like to just say that, you know, I mean the oncologists, their attitude towards, and also primary care physicians, their attitude towards supplements is right and wrong. Now, it's right because there are a lot of supplements out there. You walk into a health food store, you don't know what you're buying. Just because the label says it is CoQ10 or the label says it is L-glutamine, it doesn't mean that it's pure, it's healthy to go that way. And I think I'm of the opinion that supplements should also be treated like drugs, and not with side effects, but like drugs means that it should be supervised medically. And coming to people, experts like yourself, that's a right decision anyone can make with any disease. You know, maybe it is diabetes, maybe it is obesity, maybe it is cardiovascular disease, hypertension, or cancer. It should be done through someone who knows exactly what they're offering, what they're telling patients to do. I strongly discourage people to go out and take decisions on their own and buy all these hundreds of supplements. I've seen people come with two bags of supplements when you ask them, what do you take? And ultimately, they have a lot. They have contaminants, they have heavy metals, and also a lot of pharmaceutical, a lot of nutritional companies, they use what is known as magnesium stearate, which is, of course, is the fat that comes from slaughterhouse. It's treated, it's a magnesium stearate, it's treated with magnesium, and they use that as a filler inside capsules, and that forms a coat over your GI mucosa. People get malabsorption, diarrhea, and other side effects. So in that sense, you know, oncologists are right, but they're wrong also because they cannot put all supplements from all sources and label them as being unsafe. That's a wrong way to do it.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think there's also, you know, in general, lack of understanding about how they work. We know that some things have great research, have great clinical efficacy, but certainly, you know, MDs do sometimes have reason to be skeptical when people are out there, you know, not under good guidance, trying to manage potentially very complicated medical issues with a bag full of supplements. And it can get sometimes very irresponsible and not done properly. So making sure we, you know, you have someone to guide you. And unfortunately, I mean, hopefully the day will come when people can have access to doctors like myself to the same ease and degree that they have access to medical doctors, where insurance will pay and actually reimburse and give people the financial incentives and opportunity to engage with people that actually know what they're doing. So let's get back into some of these specific chemo issues, Dr. Rao. What other conditions would you like to talk about?
I would like to talk about fatigue.
Okay, that's a very good one. Yep.
Yeah, fatigue is also a related topic to that, is loss of muscle mass. People may feel that, hey, I didn't lose a lot of weight, but you know what? You might have lost your muscle mass. So this is what happens. So let's talk about fatigue to start with. Why do you get fatigue? You get fatigue because the cancer is releasing, and we talked about these cytokines into the bloodstream. And that is actually like a poison to the mitochondria, and it doesn't allow you to produce energy, so you feel fatigued. It also has an effect on your hypothalamus, on your mind, so you feel weak, you feel fatigued, and you have lack of enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. Related to that is the fact that when people get cancer or take chemo, they don't feel like eating. If you don't eat, this is what your body is going to do. It's going to take your muscles, break them down, and feed your body. So you're going to eat your own muscles. And that's the reason why they feel fatigued, because the body needs to conserve your muscles, because it needs to feed your brain, and it needs to feed your important functions. So it eats up your muscles, and you start becoming bony. You start losing muscle mass. So these are some of the most common reasons why you get fatigue, and also I think one of the reasons is, you know, you get anemia. Mm-hmm. Because people don't eat well, people don't get the proper nutrients, people do not absorb what they eat, so there is a problem there. So what we have done is we've looked at this problem within OncoCall, and there are two or three products which seem to be very, very effective. So number one is, I would like to talk about the importance of taking not just proteins or a protein shake, but essential amino acids. Now, essential amino acids are essential because you cannot make them in your body. You have to get it from an outside food source. So we have a blend of essential amino acids, and you know, this was in-licensed from a physician in Italy who spent 25 years researching into what is the right blend of amino acids. and it has amazing results. What we have seen is we have given it to cancer patients in about 8 weeks. Now, these patients have lost a lot of weight, and we have seen that on an average, these patients gain about 2.4 pounds in about 8 weeks.
Which doesn't sound like a lot, but is absolutely remarkable, because if they hadn't taken anything, not only would they not just be at the same weight before, they would have continued to lose weight over that 8 weeks, assuming they were already on the track of losing weight and undergoing care.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And weight loss in cancer is associated with more mortality. So that's a great thing. And what we have seen is not only that, we have seen that when you take amino acids in the right blend, it tends to stimulate your mitochondria to produce more energy. It creates new mitochondria. So we call it mitochondrial biogenesis. And it produces, you know, if you put on lean muscle mass, I mean, not like an athlete, even if normal people take it, but, you know, sufficient to keep you healthy. And we call that product Daxib, D-A-X-I-B-E-Q-O-L, Daxib call. The other product we have, the other pathophysiological mechanism is lack of essential factors for the mitochondria to produce energy, and we call it the Krebs cycle. So a compound like CoQ10 can really help to feed the mitochondria to produce energy, and we call the product MyoQol, M-Y-O-Q-O-L. Myo stands for muscles. Interestingly, Kevin, you know, I grew up with curcumin, the turmeric compound, and I'm discovering it's an amazing compound, and it has such good effects, good healthy effects in normal individuals and in patients with cancer. We did a large study in cancer patients and saw that in patients who take chemotherapy or radiation, it decreases most of the side effects associated with cancer. And again, going back to the production of cytokines, this product, curcumin, can block the mechanism by which cancer produces cytokines and gets all these symptoms of cancer, also chemotherapy. Some of the injurious effects of chemotherapy on normal tissue can be prevented by curcumin. But then again, all curcumins are not the same. You need to, again, going back to the same thing, the purity of supplements is extremely important, especially when it comes to cancer, when it comes to disease. And we do carry a product known as InflaQol, I-N-F-L-A-Q-O-L, InflaQol. And this product is, we have tested this product, the absorption of this product is 29 times more than any other formulation in the marketplace. And that's a guarantee of quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a notorious problem with curcumin, an amazing herb, as you discussed, for reducing inflammation. And as you pointed out, with the specific action of reducing inflammation related to cancer by suppressing these cytokines and improving quality of life issues. But as we've talked about, it is notoriously difficult to absorb in the gastrointestinal system. And, you know, the InflammaQol definitely represents a very unique approach to this by formulating it in a little bit of a different way to significantly enhance its absorption, which is really a very important point. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be discussing a few other aspects of this issue of dealing with quality of life with when going through cancer. What I'd love for you to do, Dr. Rao, when we come back from the break, is discuss with us maybe some testimonials, some actual real patient stories of what their life was like or how it changed by using these different products, and to really point out that this is not theoretical. A huge amount of energy and effort went into researching and developing this line based on, you know, there's all of these things have been around. We know that in certain implications, turmeric is great for cancer and CoQ10 is good for certain aspects of oncology and L-glutamine. But to actually create a line specific so that people know they're getting the highest quality, highest potency, ultra-pure products so they don't adulterate or complicate the intricacies of their cancer care, I think is a really great thing. So I'd love for you to touch on that a little bit. And we can, sure, of course, discuss any other aspects that we haven't touched on yet. So don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to be sharing exciting stories about people's real-life experiences with using these products. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be right back.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. We have had an action-packed show with Dr. Shravini Rao on the phone with us. He is going to tell us a little bit now, Dr. Rao. Explain to us a little bit, you know, what was the motivation to create this product line, OncoQual?
Oh, absolutely, Kevin. I think that there is an unmet need with cancer patients, and we talked about that. Oncologists don't seem to listen. They're misled by internet. They walk into a health food store. They're sold a lot of supplements which may not be right for them. So we wanted to create a line of supplements with scientific data behind them, which are pure and safe for cancer patients, which are not contaminated, and which have evidence behind them, and they can be given through an oncology office, so we train the oncologist, or given through, you know, knowledgeable people like you, Kevin, who know exactly what the patients need. And with that thing in view, we created that so that patients can take charge of their life and improve their quality of life.
Great. Well, thank you. Now, I know that we have the OncoQual line, full line at the Village Green Apothecary. That's one place people can get it. They can get it either by going online to www.myvillagegreen.com or coming into the store. Any other resources or places that you want to direct people to if they're interested in picking up the OncoQual line?
So Kevin, what we have done, you know, I mean, I completely, as I told you, I believe that people should not self-medicate themselves with supplements they need to take under medical advice. So we do not sell them in health food stores. Mm-hmm. We only provide them through knowledgeable physicians and clinicians. So your clinic would be the right place to find this. They can also call the OncoQual hotline, which is 1-855-OncoQual, and we will tell them where to find which physician would be able to provide the supplements to cancer patients and to patients beyond cancer. Some of these products can be used beyond cancer.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
And we can provide that information.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. Can you share, Dr. Rao, some patient testimonials, some experiential, examples of how these types of products have changed lives? Because I see it all the time in my clinic. I see it all the time in my office with people doing so well on oncology treatments using these types of supportive therapies, always getting the comments from the oncology nurses and the doctors, you know, you're doing so great. How are you managing to continue to work full time and you're healing so quickly? And, you know, it's amazing that you're looking so good and feeling so good. Maybe you can share a few specific stories with us.
Oh, absolutely. Quickly, you know, there was this patient at UCLA, took a product known as Nutracol, which we say enhances the power of the body to kill cancer cells. The patient had anal cancer, and before the patient went into chemo, the cancer went away. It's unbelievable. There was this patient at Cornell who had colorectal cancer. And the went to Memorial Sloan. They said, "Don't take any supplements." You know, I mean, I knew this patient through someone. They called us. We gave them Oncocol supplements for prevention of chemo. The patient just had minimal side effects. He took Mucosacol. He took some of our other products like Inflacol, had minimal side effects. Yeah. And there are a lot of other testimonials that you know, if you had the time, I would love to share with you.
Yeah, and that's absolutely the stories that I hear. These are the people that do really well. And it's I really want to stress, as you've stressed, Dr. Rao, the importance to understand that the products in the Oncocol line, number one, they're not necessarily directed at treating the cancer. They're directed at supporting people through the cancer treatment process. And each one has been very thoroughly vetted for research and science regarding efficacy and safety, and in addition, vetted for the safety and purity of the product. And it's important to point out, because you can walk into a store somewhere and get a whole bunch of advice about what supplements you should take if you're undergoing cancer care. And what I think is unique about your line is there are probably some things that you could have included that are useful for oncology issues that you left out specifically because they didn't have the vast backing of scientific data. And you wanted to keep the line very specific to products that had that data behind it. So it's a really unique approach, and I think a very fills a very big and important void in the field of cancer care. Now, real quickly, we only have about a minute left, but I'd like for you to just quickly talk about the skin line you guys have associated with your line.
Oh, absolutely. So a lot of these cancer patients, they tend to use chemical-based soaps, chemical-based shampoos, and we have seen that, you know, they have parabens, plasticizers, BPA, and these have hormonal effects on the body, and research has shown that they can stimulate breast cancer or they can propagate breast cancer. So we have a line that is completely free of chemicals, completely free of these unintended estrogens. We call them xenoestrogen.
Mm-hmm.
And people can go to www.oncocol.com. To check it out. We have a whole list of products.
Yeah, and we also carry many of them actually at the Village Green store. We have most of the skin line of Oncocol. And it is an important topic because, as you mentioned, a lot of the cancers, most common cancers people are dealing with are hormonal. And yet we're putting these soaps and these chemicals on our body that have direct hormonal properties. And we're only really starting to understand what the properties of these chemicals can do. Now, this is a great example, Dr. Rao, of a product that could be used if you don't have cancer or if you do. There's no good reason to put chemicals on your body that have hormonal effects. We see the backlash of BPA, bisphenol A, and its use as an endocrine disruptor. It was put in everything as a plasticizer. Now they've taken it out of all of the baby bottles, and in Europe, they banned its use altogether. So what you put on your body is just as important as what you put in your body, considering your skin absorbs about 80% of everything you put in it, on it.
Yep.
So, Dr. Rao, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. I really appreciate the work that you've done in pioneering a nutraceutical line for this field specifically and for taking the time out to be on the show and helping people understand what they can do to live healthier, better lives while undergoing a treatment process that is oftentimes very scary and very difficult. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you.
All right, everybody, that wraps the show for today. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, wishing you all the best of health. I'll talk to you again in a couple weeks. In the meantime, enjoy yourself. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Each day, over 49 million Americans live in households that experience hunger, including 17 million children. Johnson's Florist and Garden Centers want to help. They're asking gardeners in the Washington area to plant extra this growing season, and at harvest time, bring that extra to one of their stores in D.C., Kensington, and Olney, Maryland. All donations will go to a local organization that feeds the hungry. Visit johnsonsflorist.com to learn more about the Plant a Row for the Hungry initiative. johnsonsflorist.com.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, Federal News Radio, and federalnewsradio.com.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Defense Attorney Mark O'Mara says a Florida jury reached the right verdict last night, finding George Zimmerman not guilty